before one can chant Hare Krishna with proper quality, there is a very vital factor that determines one's progress in chanting. That is the intent with which we do things in our spiritual life. For example, one in mode of ignorance, he performs all the devotional activities sluggishly, just like without knowledge. Because everyone is doing, so he is also doing. He just does all the days of the chores of the day, just like that. It goes on like a machine, it goes on for him. He doesn't know why am I doing what I am doing. A person in mode of passion is certainly very alert and active within. So he is thinking, how I can grab maximum enjoyment out of my activities. If I dance, then I get a lot of joy. If I sing, I get joy. If I speak, I get joy. So how much happiness is available for me by performing this devotional activity? That is his intention. So we can easily see this enjoying mentality in the mode of passion. Some people have such a bad eye that even when sabji is being cut in the morning, they will ask, "Aaj kya sabji hai?" Isn't it? Even before the Lord eats, they eat with their eyes. That is the mode of passion actually. And they are thinking, how will I eat, and how can I get maximum rest, how I can eat as much as possible, and how I can get enjoyment in all the devotional activities all day. So this is the mode of passion. And the person in goodness is thinking, oh, I will perform this activity because it will purify my heart. My heart is full of contamination, I want to purify my heart. So there is a desire for purification in the mode of goodness. But beyond mode of goodness is Shuddha Sattva. Where one is always thinking, how will this activity please Krishna? How will this activity please the devotees? You always should be in that attitude. Say, I got an invitation from one of the bases to go for this morning. So my mind was like torn between the two. Should I go to the base or should I stay back here? So I thought that I was out for some time. If I'm here and I sing for the pleasure of devotees, then probably devotees will be more happy. If I'm sitting and chanting in the temple hall with devotees, devotees will be happy, so let me stay back. So I should think of devotees. How will devotees be pleased? How will Krishna be pleased if I do this particular activity? If I dance, if I sing, if I speak, how will it affect other devotees? Will it please them or not? Or will it please Krishna or not? So in every activity, if we think about this one point, am I doing it for Krishna's satisfaction or my satisfaction? Am I doing it for devotee satisfaction or my gratification? So a devotee should be very alert within asking this question before performing every activity. And when you keep on doing this all day, you will find that when you begin to chant, the same question will come in your mind. Why do you want to chant now? I want to chant for the pleasure of my spiritual master. He feels great joy to see conditioned souls like me delighting in the holy name. So for his pleasure I will chant. And I will chant this because Krishna says in scriptures, Satatam Kirtayam Toma, my devotees chant my glories. For Krishna's pleasure I will chant. So then the chanting becomes a very wonderful offering performed for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. And such chanting can really bring about a great joy to the soul also who is chanting. But if one chants and one begins chanting, you know, next 1 hour, 15 minutes or whatever. Now I have to be in the temple hall, they won't allow me to go out. I cannot go and sleep, they'll catch me. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So one may chant in mode of ignorance, because I have to be here, I can't go to the room and sleep. Or one is simply chanting, making an entire plan for the day. Today, 9 o'clock I will do this, 11 I will do that. After lunch, you know, 2 o'clock, I will make a phone call to this person. So the entire planning goes on for the day. That is completely mode of passion. So in passion and ignorance, we are not chanting at all properly. So at least we should desire purification. So if one desires that, at least let my heart become pure, it is so contaminated. At least in goodness, it's a nice platform. So may Lord bless us that our intentions will become pure in approaching the holy name with great sincerity. Not that we just rush through the name or we chant the name with no understanding. Because every day should be considered a golden opportunity, as an offering, as an opportunity that is given to us so that we may offer our consciousness to Krishna service. So how we do, what we do is very, very important. When that intention becomes purer and purer and purer and sublime and more sublime, then the quality of chanting also keeps developing more and more. Harinam Pukki.